Week 5, Video 5, Differences in Faith. Tony and I know from all of the work that we've done with couples over the years that there are many couples who have differences in their faith. Now, this may be that the two of you have different faiths. It may be that one of you doesn't believe in any type of God whatsoever and has no faith. It may be the way that you practice your shared faith is drastically different. What we do know from working with couples is that it's very important to understand the differences that the two of you have in faith. Because while these differences can lead to conflict, they can also become an opportunity to deepen the intimacy that the two of you have with one another. So question number one, how do I view my faith? What is important to me? Now, for some of you, it might be that, you know, faith is just a central core value of who you are. And so things like going to church every week or being in a small group or serving others are very important. For others of you, you may just believe in something and you're not sure what that is. So you don't necessarily have to go to a service every week. You don't necessarily have to participate in faith activities. It's important for both of you to know what is important to you and what is it about your faith that matters. Question number two, what do I see in my spouse's faith walk? What is important to them? You and I both know that we sometimes can be better observers of our spouses than they are. We know them better than they know themselves in some respects. And so as you look at your marriage, as you look at the faith dynamic and the spiritual intimacy that the two of you have, what do you see in how your spouse handles their faith? What do you see in how they attend services, how they pray? What is it that you feel as an observer is important to them? Write it on those lines. Question number three, what are my expectations of expressing my faith in our marriage? How do you want to live out your faith? Those things that from question number one that are important to you, how do you want to demonstrate that? You know, if you're a mixed faith couple, so one of you is Jewish and one of you is Christian, what does that mean for how the two of you celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah? What does that mean for the decorations around your home? What does that mean for the services that you attend? I mean, that's just one example, but it's, again, writing out what your expectations are. Your spouse does not have ESP. They don't know how you want to live out your faith. And yet, by clearing up this one area, by sharing your expectations, you can clear up so much confusion and tension, potentially, in your relationship. Question number four. How are we, or how will we, raising our children? You know, there's no right or wrong answer to raising children when you have differences in faith. What's important is that the two of you have a plan, and that the two of you have talked about that plan, that it's not just something that you've got inside your head going, okay, I know what we're gonna do, and you've never discussed it with your spouse. You know, it's important that if you wanna go to church every Sunday, that your spouse knows that. That if you want to have your child dedicated, or if you want to have them attend mission trips or any of those types of things, that the two of you are on the same page. It's just like with all areas of your marriage, your faith needs to be an area that is discussed. It's not something that just kind of gets brushed under the rug and you wait until things get really bad or until there's a lot of tension to talk about it. Be proactive in discussing your faith. Be proactive in sharing your expectations. And when you're choosing to be proactive, you're choosing to put the value on the relationship first. Question number five, how have we communicated our differences to our families? When there are differences in faith, it's very important that while you've set guardrails around your families and things like that, and that'll actually be something that we talk about in the last module, that you communicate your differences to your families. You know, if you're marrying someone with a different faith background, then being proactive with your own parents to let them know some of these things, like how you're gonna raise your children, how the two of you are gonna express your faith, alleviates tension with the parents. It alleviates tension with your families of origin. Because faith, quite honestly, is something that families hold on to typically rather strongly. And so if there's gonna be some change there, just like change within your marriage, it's always good to communicate that. Question number six, families, like I said, can be a source of tension in matters of faith. If you have not talked to your families about your differences, why not? And what do you need to do to make that happen? And, you know, this goes back to the question right before. And so it's important to figure out if you've avoided the topic, why you've avoided it. Are there strong-willed parents or relatives that are going to cause some tension? Are there things that the two of you still need to work out before you're confident to go and talk to your families about this? Get to the heart of this in question number six so that the two of you can then take that information as a unified front to your families. And then question number seven, what areas of differences still need to be worked through? As the two of you are navigating your marriage and your differences in faith, there may be areas that you haven't discussed or you haven't brought up yet. And it's important to identify those areas and then create a game plan for having the conversation. You know, it goes back to, you know, tone and timing. So what's the timing for those conversations? Probably not right as you're leaving for church on a Sunday morning. Probably not right when you're heading over to a family member's house that where this could be confrontational. You know, it's so important with any of the differences that you experience in intimacies in your marriage that you make time for the conversation. You don't rush the conversation and that you are aware of your tone of voice. Matters of faith are so deeply personal that it's important that you convey to your spouse that you genuinely care about who they are and what's important to them. And that as their husband or wife, that you are committed to working through and navigating this area, this particular intimacy with them. It's amazing what can happen when the two of you just develop a game plan, once again, for a different area of intimacy in your marriage. You will see such incredible transformational change. See you on the next video.